AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. As rescuers dig for survivors in Saturday's powerful earthquake that left more than 2,400 people dead in Nepal, aftershocks are terrifying survivors in Kathmandu, where half of those casualties occurred. Megan Butler, an Australian education minister, says the aftershocks are forcing folks out of their shops.
Once it finished, there was just floods of people just running to open spaces.
Smoke from the nation's most revered Hindu temple, where hundreds of victims are being cremated around the clock, is hanging over Kathmandu like a woolen blanket. The first word from remote mountain villages suggests many communities have been destroyed by landslides. Loretta Land's son, Andy, is one of the Mount Everest survivors. The Chicago mother says her son still faces a big challenge of getting down safely.
My concern is getting down the avalanches and the rock slides. And they have indicated at several times that the structure of the mountain has changed. So the Sherpas going up have a path laid out, but that path probably is different now.
At least 18 people, including a Google executive, were killed and 61 injured when an avalanche buried part of their base camp on Everest. A Baltimore pastor says somebody is going to pay for the death of Freddie Gray.
At a Sunday service attended by Gray's family, Pastor Jamal Bryan said,
"We got these elected officials scrambling around because they wanted to keep undercover the spirit of corruption that's been in this city. But can I tell you, the lights are now on."
Bryan also condemned the violence that erupted Saturday night during what began as a peaceful demonstration. Some 34 people were arrested, according to Baltimore police, and six officers sustained minor injuries. I'm Steve Cole.
This is AP Radio News. Gas prices are going up.
It's mostly higher crude oil prices that have caused this. Plus, there is a continued phase-in of higher-cost summer blend gasoline.
Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says the price of gas has gone up 13 cents a gallon during the past couple of weeks. Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson didn't worry about the cost of gas when they made Fast and Furious 7. The movie, which also stars the late Paul Walker and Michelle Rodriguez, is again tops at the box office for the fourth straight week.
You know we're crazy, right?
3, 2, 1. Let's do this.
The family of Amy Winehouse has criticized a documentary about the late British singer that is due to have its premiere at next month's Cannes Film Festival. A statement issued late today by a family spokesman says Amy is misleading and contains some basic untruths. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.